is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hey guys, today I had a fun guest on. I had SB Nation's Whitney Medworth on, a big Kyle Kuzma fan and a big Hoodie Mello fan, and one of the funniest people on NBA Twitter. And she helped me go dive into the Pacers season, and we talked about hilarious things and our players we like and things like that. I think you're really going to enjoy this episode and laugh more than you do in most episodes. As always, the presenting sponsor is SeatGeek. Use the code LONBA or LOCKED at checkout with SeatGeek to get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. The season is coming up. It starts next Tuesday. You got to hustle on these SeatGeek purchases. I went to the preseason game for under $10. You can go to any regular season game for under $10. Just make sure you use that SeatGeek code on the app or on your laptop, and you'll have a great time. And now on to the pod with SB Nation's Whitney Medworth.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Locked On Pacers podcast. We're going to do a fun and hilarious season preview today with SB Nation's Whitney Medworth. But before we really get to anything about the season preview, we got to talk about the big news that broke today, that Glenn Robinson will have surgery and will be out till mid-December. Whitney, are you sad? I'm sad.
I'm so sad. Like, there's, like, not a lot to look forward to this year. And, like, he was one of the things. And I'm just, like, so jaded now that I'm, like, I don't even believe that he'll be back in December. Like, I'm not even. Like, how do you have surgery in October and you're back in December? I don't feel like that ever happens.
I don't either, but you're not going to have fun watching Damian Wilkins?
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. the 30.
I do know who it is, but like, I don't know who it is.
The 37-year-old's going to be carrying the reserve wings now, but yes, it was officially announced that Robinson's out till December with surgery, which is about the same timetable we learned earlier, just a bit longer. I think it's because they wanted to know if they should actually have surgery or not. Regardless,
surgery makes it. I mean, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but when you say surgery, I just feel like that's not good.
Well, when I hear surgery, I think, hey, our super athletic dunk contest winner is going to lose his athleticism, but
right, it's his ankle. Like, we're not talking about like a pinky, like we're talking about an ankle. So I don't know. I'm so cynical now that
it's the Pacers. So that was a depressing lead. I'm sure you heard the news. In terms of impact on the team, I mean, like I just said, it doesn't change the timeline of his injury a whole ton. It seems like it's going to be maybe a week or two longer than we originally thought. So that's maybe a win or two off of what you predicted the final record would be, but nothing crazy. It just sucks that it's surgery, like Whitney just said. But now we're going to jump into what me and her actually had planned to talk about. And Whitney, my first question to you is, what is your general feelings about the team as we head into the season? Just it could be humorous or sad, anything.
Yeah, I think like the expectation is just that, like, well, that they're just going to be young and like it might take a while for them to figure out who they are and how they're going to mesh together and like what they are. And so this is going to be interesting to see how long that takes. And like the East is such a weird place right now that it's like, it's hard to know like where they fit. Like, I'm pretty sure that they fit at the bottom, but, but you don't really know that. Cause I mean, there is some talent hidden in there a little bit. So I don't, it's just a young new team, which is like typically not the greatest combo.
And I watched the preseason games with the challenge of saying, okay, how are their sets going to look? How are their young guys looking? And then they ended up playing the Bucks C team and the Cavs JV team and Maccabi Haifa.
So, which had which I didn't watch the game, but it had Josh Smith played.
I was there, yeah. I didn't get to go on the pod yesterday with Adam talking about the rest of the preseason, but I was there. They had Samardo Samuels, that huge dude who went to Louisville. And Josh Smith played, and he was hilarious. Every time he fouled, he would complain. It was super funny.
Was he just chucking the whole time?
He was. He would catch the ball. He'd do that signature dribble between his legs, pull up long two every time.
That's awesome.
I know. When
I really wanted to watch the game. I was home the night or the other preseason game, like one right before this, where they sat every single person on the team.
The Detroit game. I missed that one on purpose.
Yeah, I didn't even bother with that one.
But I went to the Maccabi one, and part of the season preview, I guess, is talking about everything, you know. And I saw the new stadium. The new court looks really good. I don't know if all of you have heard, but they did new lighting, and it kind of looks like they described it as movie theater lighting, where all the lights hit the court, kind of how all the quote unquote lights in a movie theater hit the screen, and there's not as many in the crowd. It's cool, I guess, but I think there's a hidden reason.
It's like Lakers lighting, right? Like, that's what the Lakers do.
Yeah, it says it's a copy of the Lakers, but I think it's mostly because they don't want people to see how many empty seats there are, because where the lights are in the stadium makes it seem darker in the top than in the bottom bowls. So the top sections you can't really see as well from the ground. So
I think it's a genius idea.
It is a genius idea.
You'll never know. I did, though, think, like, it's kind of funny, and I do think that they might have done that to make it look that way. But in the pictures that I saw, it did actually look pretty nice.
No, it does look awesome, but it's hard for me to judge because it was a preseason game against a European team. How hyped people are about the Pacers. The girl behind me asked her mom in the middle of the game, "Do these players get paid?" So I don't think the crowd is really into basketball.
Oh God, I just thought that, like, that's sad. I thought that the uniforms look nice with the new Lakers lighting. I mean, I'm trying to find positives because it could be rough.
I'm glad you like the jerseys. I don't. And the new hickory whites that were released are gross, if you ask me. But my favorite jersey is actually the yellow one. Miles Turner modeling it. I really liked that one.
I have always been – I was a fan of the gold ones before this new set. Like, the gold ones have always been my favorite, so I'm still a fan of those. Yeah.
Those are good. I'll miss the Flojos. But we should talk a little bit of actual basketball, but we can stray as much as we want. Who's your favorite player on the team right now?
Just, like, by default, it has to be Lance. He's like, you know, like, when you, like, get a bunch of new friends – and like you like get a new job or whatever, you have a bunch of new friends, but then you have like that, you like go back to your old friends and like they're the ones that like really know what you've been through and like really know you. I feel like that's Lance. Like he's the one that like really knows. Like he's been there through it with us. He left, he came back. Like I just kind of feel like he's our guy.
I just think about him blowing in LeBron's ear during the playoffs. And no matter how sad I am about the projected record of the team, or you know how bad I think the whatever offense will be, he's going to be entertaining and hilarious. I think the happiest moment of the whole offseason for me was when they said he might be the backup point or the starting point guard.
I mean, I agree. And like the happiest moment of the entire last season was like his return to Banker's Life.
That was one of the only games that I think the stadium was full for.
Yeah, like that honestly was like the happiest moment of the entire season. So I just, you know, if you have Lance, like you, like I can't say that it's good or bad, but you always have something.
You always have entertainment, at least. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I understand him being the favorite player. He's Adam's favorite player, I believe, as well. He's everyone's favorite player, it seems like, except for mine, just because he was not very good in the NBA for the last 2.5 seasons, but he's always been awesome for the Pacers, and he was really good for the 6 games last year.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love Miles to death. I'm really excited. I'm hopefully optimistic about Oladipo. But yeah, if I had to pick my favorite, it's definitely Lance.
My question 3 on our note sheet was player most excited to watch, but is that also Lance? Am I asking a dumb question?
I mean, no, it was actually going to be Glenn Robinson because, like, I was just pretty excited about to thrive and do some stuff this year. So he was definitely the guy I was looking forward to the most this year. But I have this weird thing. Probably people aren't going to like this. I'm not a big IU fan. I actually don't like IU at all. But I've always really, really liked Oladipo. Like, really liked him. So I'm interested to see what happens with him. He's not very efficient, but I feel like he could be pretty exciting in this environment and in this situation. So since I can't say little dog, I'm going to say Victor.
I don't know if Whitney knows where I went to school, so I'm not going to say it now, but I'm not going to say, we'll just keep trudging on. I will say, go ahead.
I make a lot of enemies that way.
No comments on my school. You'll never know where I went, but I will interject here and say something not on our sheet that we planned with, because Whitney, like me, also likes players from Indiana playing for the Pacers, which I think is why Glenn Robinson is such a popular pick for you. Here's a fun question for you. How many first-round picks would you trade for the Pacers starting lineup this year to be George Hill, Courtney Lee, Glenn Robinson, Tyler Zeller, and Trey Lyles?
All of them.
All of them?
I would trade all of them. There's nothing more that I – there was a – I can't remember who did it. I think it was the Ringer, maybe. It was like trying to get the All-Indiana starting five. I think it was like maybe Conley, George Hill. There's so many. There's so many to choose from, though.
There are so many. Jeff Teague.
You could even get Zach Randolph to come back.
I have a Zach Randolph Marion Knights T-shirt.
That's pretty. That's good.
It's one of my best basketball shirts. I wanted to comment on the SB Nation jersey thing for that, but it's not actually a jersey. That's not fair.
That would have counted.
What was yours for that? I didn't see it.
I don't really have like a weird jersey. The one that like, this isn't a weird jersey, but I can't find it, is I had a really, really nice Cheryl Swoops Houston Comets jersey.
Oh, I saw you posted about that. That would have been sweet.
And I cannot find it anywhere. And I have like all my jerseys at home still. I have like I have a blue Penny jersey. I have like a teal Alonzo Mourning jersey. Like I've got all that stuff and I just cannot find the Cheryl Swoops one, which is a bummer.
That'd be a great one. The Comets especially.
Yeah.
My actual jersey one would be Sarunas Jasikevičius. You remember him?
Yeah, you have a jersey of him?
I do have a jersey of him.
You needed to submit this stuff.
Well, here's one for a weird one for the podcast people. When I was in middle school, I used to think it was funny when girls would ask me how to pronounce the last name of really hard to pronounce players. So I had a Sarunas Jasikevičius jersey and a TJ Houshmandzadeh jersey, and I would wear those all the time to school. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's why I have a Sarunas Jasikevičius jersey. But this will be a theme. We're going to stray far from our question sheet. But that was a fun tangent. And I also hope we trade for more Indy players. Soft spot for Gary Harris and Trey Lyles. I played against Gary Harris in high school one time, so he's awesome. But what's your biggest question basketball-wise about the team as we head into the season, besides Glenn Robinson and his minutes role?
I want to see what like Nate does with the team. I didn't get a lot of faith in Nate last year, just from rotations and like stick. I love Monte Ellis, but like we should have like cut that loose a long time ago. And so I'm just a little interested to see like how he puts this team together. Kind of what route he goes, how flexible he is with like letting some of the young guys go, like Sabonis and all that stuff. That's what I'm most interested in is seeing how it all comes together, because there are like some exciting pieces in there a little bit. I mean, if you're going to be bad, I mean, like having Miles Turner is not a bad place to be, but you got to make it fit. You got to make it work. So
that is me and Adam talked one time about how there's a reason Nate McMillan is the lowest paid coach in the NBA. I don't necessarily trust him to make the perfect decisions, but at the same time this year, I think his decision-making is less important, which could actually be good, just to see guys like you just said, Sabonis and TJ Leaf.
That was like the worst vote of confidence ever. You were like, you may not have to make decisions, and so that'll be fine. We'll be better off that way if he's not making decisions.
No, we'll be better off if his decisions don't actually matter. And sad to say, and the challenge is, of course, you know, are they trying to be good or are they trying to develop players? And I think
the whole thing, like, where are they exactly? Like, are they, you know, because like the 2018 draft is actually pretty nice. Yeah, so it's like, Yeah, so it's like what are they trying to do? Are they trying to, because if you're like not careful, you're gonna slide into the playoffs.
Well, I know the
which
thought
I
with Herb Simon always is, oh, you can't be bad in Indiana, right? Like the market can't take it. But he's
don't know.
wrong.
I know that there's a lot of, I know there's just like a lot of theory and there is some like logic around that thought, but like I don't know. That draft class is nice. Like we're not going to be that good. But I'm afraid that my worst fear is like the team is like ninth or 10th. Like that's my worst fear.
It's looking kind of promising. I just like, here's another question that's not on our sheet, but is relevant to what we're talking about. How many tickets is Bojan Bogdanovic selling this year?
None.
Besides me, who personally loves him.
None. None. That's why they got Victor to sell tickets.
To sell all the seats.
I mean, I like Vic a lot, but like you look at like the deals that were out there, I feel like the Gary Harris deal was probably a little better. Than the Vic deal. But I mean, I think they got Vic to sell tickets. They would never say that, but
No, it's kind of too obvious almost. And I'm the biggest Bojan fan there is, but yeah, that to me is like if you're going that ticket selling.
He's the kind of guy that like would have been great to have when we like I feel like this team now has pieces that would have been fine with Paul was here. Like
Oh, hey, look at question five
you
on our
know
sheet. Do you even miss Paul George anymore?
oh, it's like such a loaded question. But I just thought, you know, like Corey Joseph. I would have loved to have Corey Joseph like 2 years ago. But like I like Corey a lot, but like I don't it doesn't exactly make as much sense now. Like a lot of these pieces would have been great surrounding Paul, but you know, he's not here. But if I do miss Paul, I mean I do miss him in the sense that like we had a generational talent that we drafted, you know, 10th in the draft and now he's gone. He really likes to please those that are around him and will say whatever he needs to say to make others happy. So I just hope that he is happy in whatever he chooses to do. But like, I don't have a lot of ill will toward him or bad feelings. I think he's a good guy. I think he just sometimes says more than he should.
He needs a PR guy pretty bad.
Understand how many times like we're gonna go through him saying like dumb stuff. Like we've gone through like variations of his dumb stuff. Like he's said some bad things that were like really bad. And then he's you know, gone on and said, you know, just dumb things. I mean, he commented on like the Ray Rice comments he made were extremely questionable. And then you remember in that playoff game where he like told the media he had a concussion and didn't tell the training staff?
I do not remember that.
It was like 2014. He got kicked in the back of the head by Dwayne Wade. And he told the media that he had a concussion, didn't tell the training staff, like that kind of stuff. And then he's already telling Oklahoma City that like they've checked off every box that he has. And I'm like, Paul, don't say that to them. Don't.
I had one of my Oklahoma City friends on a pod to talk about Sabonis, ironically. And he even said, I think in 2 years we're going to talk about how the trade is the Victor Oladipo trade because PG's not staying here no matter what he says.
Yeah, you can't trust what he says. I
No,
will.
no.
I am. I'm very interested to see like how him and Russ and Melo gel, and how much of a like a factor that Russ has on him, in terms of getting him to stay.
Are you excited for the PG return game? Or are you going to go?
I don't know. I might. I'm not sure. It depends. I may have to work, which means I have to stay home. But as much as it hurts, like to see PG leave, my thoughts about PG. I don't want to talk about him too much because he doesn't play here anymore. But he is like the perfect number two guy on a team, which is why I think if they figure it out, it's like perfect that he's with Russ because he doesn't have to take as much of the pressure. He can spot up. He can, you know, he doesn't have to control everything. He can play defense and then come down and spot up and come off screens and shoot and be like the good version of PG. So I think that there's a lot of potential there for him, but you know, he's not a pace anymore, so we can't care too much.
No, it's just it's fun to talk about his fun days and what could have been with him and Danny Granger. It's all sad.
I know. I thought it was very interesting to hear him come out and talk about how much like the Danny Granger trade affected him, because it's
agreed.
Sort of made me feel about like how the fans are like so just still torn up about that, you know, the struggle season, the collapse in 2014. It kind of made me feel like that must like haunt everyone. Like it doesn't, it's haunting them too. Cause like, he just was like sort of having word vomit, like talking about Danny for, and the question that he was asked, like, wasn't really prompted to talk about Danny.
Right.
It happened. And I was like, oh, apparently everyone is.
You could tell it's something he wanted everyone to know. Like, hey.
And I was like, apparently everyone's pretty torn up about like various things that went on that season.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was absolutely gut-wrenching to get that far and have it just stripped away. But I mean, it's just weird to me that he did that, especially the Granger comments, just because, like, I don't know, like, it obviously sucks, but it's just what happened. Like, it's not like the organization.
Yeah, I feel like he was trying to justify like his leaving or something when he did that. But
he can do it every year, whatever. I miss him, the player. I don't miss him, the person. That was my answer to the question before we talked.
Yeah, no, that is a pretty good. That's a pretty good answer. I mean, he's so smooth on the court and just how he can play both ends, like that's not a replaceable thing. But yeah, a lot of the off the court stuff was definitely always a headache, I feel like.
My next question for you is not on our itinerary either. It is how many TJ Leaf and autumn/fall jokes can I make before it gets old?
All of them. Just make them forever. I'm here for all the puns. Just do it.
I tweeted.
Like, we don't have Rakim Christmas anymore, so you're gonna have to.
I know. Oh God.
You're gonna have to make him up with TJ Leaf.
Christmas was the perfect pun guy, and I already tweeted it's autumn and the TJ Leafs are falling, and now I'm out of things to
do it. Don't hold back.
I already did it. I need to keep them flowing. Do you have anyone else on your fun pun side of the team? Are we stuck this year?
I am horrible at puns. Mike Prada makes so many puns that I can't even. There's no room for me to make any. Like he takes them all.
Prada Master 33. Is that it? He is the pun master. That was his SB Nation name before he moved from Bullets Forever to SB Nation.
Yeah, he still does it all the time.
shout out to Mike Prada, and if we're on the Bullets Forever thing, shout out to Michael Sykes as well. But
Sykes, I love Sykes.
Big shout out to Sykes. Moving on, do you have any fun bold predictions and serious bold predictions about the team this year?
What was that? Sorry, you cut out.
That's okay. Do you have any fun bold predictions or serious bold predictions or both about the team this year?
I think fun is that Lance Stephenson's an all-star.
That is very bold. I will give you that.
Can you imagine with like the new, like the way they're going to do the draft? Can you imagine like LeBron or somebody having to pick Lance?
I'm imagining like LeBron has to pick Kyrie or Lance.
Yeah, he's definitely picking Lance.
He picks Lance. Yeah, that'd be even funnier.
He's absolutely picking Lance. Yeah, I'm excited about that draft because I hope that they like live stream it and that it's like full of all the pettiness that it should. So back to your question, really like fun and bold would be Lance making the All-Star team finally. he's not going to, but it'll
be fun. No, it's a bold prediction. You can't say that.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm sticking by it. He's gonna. That's my prediction. He squeezes in. And then the other one is that they would squeeze into the eighth spot on accident. Like they don't mean to. They just do.
No, I kind of agree with your serious bold take, just because, one, I talk about the Pacers a lot, so I talk myself into their success. But two is just, you know, they kind of have like all their guys fit together. And when that happens, things just like work. Like even last night in the Haifa game, I texted Adam at one point and I was like, this lineup in the game right now is Collison, Stevenson, Leaf, Thad Young, and Turner. Like, what the hell is this? And it worked. And it worked. They went on like a 6-0 run and they immediately made a sub. And I was like, what just happened? Like, how?
Yeah,
I mean, playing Haifa, but.
Right. You were playing Josh Smith. But no, I really do think like that there's some potential and there's some stuff in there like that could work. I mean, it very much could like blow up in their face and they're just terrible. But the thing that was concerning to me, and I think that Caitlin Cooper tweeted this today, was like, from what I've been seeing, it felt like the team was like moving like a faster pace, all these things. And then she tweeted out like the preseason rankings and they were like 27th in pace and 20, they were in like the high 20s of like every category. And I was like, oh God.
So I also thought they were going faster. And someone replied to her tweet and said, that's so weird because it doesn't meet the, I hate to say this because of how the summer of the NBA, it doesn't meet the eye test. She said, I'm riding tomorrow. So I know she's not on the pod right now, but we should definitely plug this. Check out Caitlin's piece on Indy Cornrows about this because
it'll be good. I'm actually really looking forward to that because it felt like it was a faster, quicker team. And like the numbers she pulled out were not that. So that's kind of my thing with them is like, I look at them and I think about it and it's like, this team maybe is like a good version of bad, you know?
The Orlando Magic every year.
And then that's like really what I'd want out of this Pacers team is like, it's okay if they're bad. I just want them to be fun. Like it's been a while since we've had a fun team to watch. It's just been stressful. Like ever since the collapse and then Paul's leg injury and then like trying to get Paul back, like it's just been stressful. And so since all of that's gone now, the team's going to be bad. I just would at least want them to be fun. Numbers were concerning. I know it's preseason. You can't really.
No. I think you can look more into it because they played – the fact that they're playing slow against the Giannis-less Bucks and the LeBron-less Cavs and the Pistons and Maccabi Haifa – and they're in the bottom five in rebounding and the bottom five in transition.
Yeah, that's scary, right? That's a little scary.
It's not what you look at the roster and expect. And I wouldn't say it's scary yet because the results have been 3-1 records, but I would say it's scary in that it's not what you want the roster to be doing given the players they have. And that makes me have pause.
Yep. No, I definitely agree with that.
So it was an odd preseason because they won and they played well. Right. Leaf has an 18-point quarter and Lance Stevenson looks hilarious and runs a bunch of pick and rolls with Sabonis every time he has the ball and they win, but nothing on the stat sheet matches up with it. And like Damian Wilkins.
That sounds like it's probably like a really good like foreshadowing of the Pacers season.
That's what I'm wondering is like, are these people gonna watch the Pacers? Are we going to just look in and like, 50 games in and they're going to have 25 wins and everyone's going to be like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like we're just all season just going to be like dumbfounded and like in any direction. Like we're just going to spend the whole season like, what is happening?
Yeah, I agree. And it's so hard to predict because I just don't know what they're trying to do. And, you know, we saw the preseason rotations and everything was funny. Everything was fine and they just looked okay, but it's still hard to tell like, are they going to play EK? Are they going to not play EK? Is Al Jefferson being skinny going to matter? Are they just going to play these young guys? They're so hard to treat.
Right. Like, what's the goal? Like, what's the goal of skinny Al Jefferson now? Like, where does he fit in?
It takes less assets to trade him away now if they needed to.
That's true.
That is the goal of skinny Al Jefferson. He lost all this weight, and at the game last night, he did not play. He did not play at all. He didn't. It's not even that he came in like in garbage time. He did not play.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird season.
That's a good question. What did you think of the reason Al Jefferson being skinny being he stopped eating Popeye's chicken?
I mean, I don't advocate that anyone should ever stop eating Popeye's chicken, but like good for him, I guess. But like he's Big Al. Like I just feel like little Al, like he might have maybe should have done it earlier in his career.
I had Popeyes yesterday, so I don't advocate for stopping eating Popeyes, but
Absolutely not. And the biscuits at Popeyes are better than any biscuits.
well, we're gonna have to stop the pod so I can go get some. So it's funny because like you said, he should have lost weight earlier in his career, and it's like technically a contract year for him, but like even if he's amazing, the Pacers are gonna waive him. So I don't know what he did it for. That seems like a silly
I
time to
mean,
cut all this weight.
maybe he just is like overall health, and we should just be supportive, you know. Like,
No, good for him, but
yeah,
it might be for
absolutely.
nothing.
Well, yeah, you're right. How old is Al Jefferson?
Al Jefferson is 31.
So he's not, I mean, like he's basketball old, but he's not old.
Yeah, where am I at the point of life where I'm calling 31-year-olds old?
Yeah, be careful. Be careful over there.
I'll relax. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, no, he's not old at all. I actually thought he was more like 33, 34, actually.
Well, if you looked at him right now, you'd think he's 40. But
I know, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice.
do you have any other fun final thoughts you want to do before we do our record predictions? The answer can be no, but it's okay.
No, I mean, I just want them. I mean, I keep saying it, and a lot of this had to do with like I was really excited about Glenn Robb. I just want them to be a fun team, like. This is asking for probably more than is possible, but like, I really just wish they could just be like really bad and really fun. Get a draft pick and, you know, try and start over next year. I don't think that's what the Pacers want to do, so I don't think that that's an option at all, but that's what I want out of this season.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Fun is definitely a big aspect, and like you look at the Sixers, right? Like even when Joel Embiid doesn't play, he's like dancing with celebrities and tweeting funny stuff, and like that kind of fan engagement just is what makes a team exciting. And there's no reason the Pacers can't do that, right? In
Exactly
theory.
what I'm talking about, and I know it's like hard to replicate what the Sixers have done, and like you probably shouldn't try. It's just like fun isn't ever really a word that you use to describe the Pacers, aside from like Lance, you know, being crazy. So I would be super into just a fun team, a young, fun, quick team, and according to Caitlin and everything else that I know, so
I agree. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, and I'm excited. I think they're going to be fun no matter what, but that's just because I watch too much basketball. All right. I want the official SB Nation sponsored guest at the Indiana Pacers record.
okay, I think that they are. I think they're going to win 33 games.
Okay. 33-49. SB Nation sanctioned Indiana Pacers record prediction. 33 wins for the Indiana Pacers. If
Yeah.
not, Tom Ziller is not going to hear the end of me saying that you did not get even close to correct. So we'll see how it goes. I'm also going to go close to that. I was going to go with 30 before we started, but every time I talk about the Pacers, I talk myself into more than that. I will also go 33. I think they can definitely get there in a weak Eastern Conference with a fun, cohesive kind of group.
Where Nate McMillan's decisions don't
Where
matter.
Nate, exactly. I think that's gonna really be an asset to
I
them,
think
embarrassingly.
that is actually the tagline for the season. Indiana Pacers 2017-2018, where Nate McMillan's decisions don't matter.
Well, and halfway through the season, they're gonna trade for an indie player. I don't know who it is, but they'll do it. They need the ticket sales.
They do need to take. No, they don't actually need them as bad because they're turning the lights off.
Right.
So.
I will say we made fun of it, but it looks really cool.
It does. It looks really cool. I thought the jerseys looked really great on the court. I did. I did think the lights were pretty cool.
If you haven't seen them yet, listeners, Scott Agnes, one of the radio guys who also hosts Pacers Pod, he tweeted a picture of the old versus the new lights, and you can really tell in the pictures the difference. It's just, the emphasis is all on the court. It looks really good. other than that, the Jumbotron, I think they changed it a little bit too. It looks really cool. It's got more rigid, more rigid edges.
It did look a little, I like how Scott shows a picture of David West. It was like happier times, and it was like I used to have, and here's the new one. I was like, you could have chosen a picture from last year. You'd have to go all the way back to David West.
Here's some in the stadium analysis. They have the hype video, right? They're about to introduce the team. And, you know, they play the video of all the Pacers before they call the starters' names. And the first guy up is Miles Turner, you know, just like you'd expect, the face of the franchise guy. And then Victor Oladipo, and then Glenn Robinson. And then fourth is Damian Wilkins.
Like, why?
Standing there throwing a basketball to himself, I laughed out loud in my seat.
maybe that's just the preseason video.
The preseason video. I hope so. It was so odd. Yeah, I was so confused.
I'm sure that's the real one. People there have no idea who he is.
No, people there don't even like basketball. They're just there because it's the cheapest Pacers game.
Oh no, this is back to when I became like a pretty diehard Pacers fan. It's like 2008 is when I really became like pretty into it. It's because they were so bad you could get tickets for nothing.
The first game I ever went to, I spent $6, and Jamal Tinsley hit a buzzer beater against the Spurs.
Yeah, see? And so I started going all the time because you could just get in for nothing. And I can't believe we're already back there. You could get in for pretty cheap even when the team was good, but I'm talking like extremely cheap tickets.
I went for under $5 to the preseason game.
What kind of seats did you have?
I bought in the 100 levels, and I just walked into section 9, and no one stopped me.
You had 100 level tickets.
Advice to the followers.
You had 100 level tickets for $5.
Yes. And you can also have 100 level tickets for $5 if you use the code LONBA or LOCKED at checkout with SeatGeek. But go ahead.
Even better. You're welcome. so there's no excuse. Like, you're going to be able to go for so cheap this year, and it's the court's going to look nice because they're going to turn the lights off on you in your seats. So how did it feel sitting in the seats with the lights off?
Down?
I mean, they're just down. Like, did it feel different?
It really did feel better because, like, everything to look at was something you'd want to look at, right? Like, you're not just glancing around at people.
Yeah.
It's like you look at basketball, you look at the scoreboard, the box score, the hung jerseys and stuff like that.
So you're telling me that it's eliminating, like, the people watching a little bit.
No, it's not eliminating it. It's eliminating the people watching of, like, people you need binoculars to see well.
Got it. Okay. That's fair. I just wondered what it was like, because I've always wanted to go to Staples Center to watch a Lakers game, and I've always wondered what it was like.
We'll talk about we'll talk about this on the Locked On People Watching podcast tomorrow.
Just bring me back. We'll talk about people watching and Popeye's chicken.
Yeah, so the people around me at the game, I talked about the girl who said, do these players get paid? I also had a girl behind the little girl get way too many beers, got kicked out in the second quarter of a preseason game. The guys in front of me were arguing about Durant versus LeBron the whole game. It was quite the adventure.
And that's what happens when tickets are less than $5.
Less than $5. Yeah, it was fun, but you guys got to make sure you go to some games at least. I had a lot of fun. Lance was very entertaining. He had a sweep behind the back on a pick and roll with Sabonis, and he got to the rim and scored. I wrote it in my notes and circled it and said sweet with an exclamation point.
Regardless of the team, it's like definitely one of the best arenas in the country.
Agreed.
And you get to see Lance Stephenson. It's reasonable prices. It's like perfect for your family or whatever you're doing. Like, I'm sure people that listen to this are people that go to games probably, but if you're not, like, you definitely – Bankers Life is a great place to watch a game.
If you go, you might see me there. You might see Whitney there. You might see Coop. You might see Adam. A lot of Pacers Twitter will be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The smallest conglomerate of NBA Twitter.
Yeah, honestly. I don't know. I think Thunder Twitter could be smaller than us.
Well, when they're bad, it will be, but – it's big now.
True. They'll come out of the woodwork.
Speaking of Twitter, you can follow the podcast at Locked On Pacers. Since, like I said, we finally remembered the password. How embarrassing. You can follow me at TEastMBA. You can follow Whitney at, is it it's underscore Whitney? Is that correct?
Yep, that's it.
It's underscore Whitney. I never really introduced you. Do you want to talk about what you do a little bit?
My name is Whitney. I am the assistant editor at SB Nation NBA. My job there is to take care of a lot of the engagement that we do, a lot of stuff you see on social, on Twitter, on Facebook, help with different videos and graphics and all that stuff. So that is what I do there. We just had a big Jersey week last week. And if you didn't see it, there was a really cool video on the Pacers Flojo jerseys that we put out for Jersey week. So if you're listening and you haven't seen that yet, probably just Google like SB Nation Jersey week or SB Nation Pacers Flojo or something like that. But it's a really cool video on how the jerseys came to be about and the history behind them and kind of why they look the way they do and why they lasted so long in terms of like an iconic jersey that people really like. So definitely got a lot of Pacers love in Jersey week last week.
It was cool. And everyone made fun of Hunter Cuffell, one of my buddies who's a Pacers guy, for writing about how bad the Flojos are because he's the only person who thinks that.
Well, so we did a roundtable. Me and a couple other guys from SB Nation. Sykes was on there, Harry Lyles and Zito, and they all trashed the Flojo. I was like, I don't even know why I asked you guys to be here. Ridiculous.
SB Nation, not technically, but Adam works for the Pacer site for SB Nation. Also, if you want to find my favorite thing of Whitney's work, SB Nation did a fake expansion draft, and she picked George Hill with her pick. That was the coolest thing ever. love the indie picks. I for one loved the pick. I don't know what else did.
Yeah, I convinced my coworker, like, so we were playing that for a while, and then, like, for the week leading up to the draft, like, I was doing some, like, hard work to convince him that George Hill was the best player in the draft.
I need more indie players on this team.
It worked. It worked. And he really wanted to take Tim Hardaway Jr. I was like, dude, you can't. Like, you're going to get roasted if you take him first. I was like, but people are going to respect your George Hill pick.
You need a veteran presence.
That's exactly what I said.
And where else are you going to get an IUPUI graduate?
Thank you. I mean, and it worked. I got George Hill on that team.
It was excellent. You guys should really read up on that. It was really entertaining. Whitney, thank you so much for coming on. Are you working on anything fun this week you want to plug also?
Yeah, tomorrow the SB Nation 2017-2018 preview drops. There'll be plenty of Pacers stuff in there. Stuff from all around the league. If you want to read about Paul George, there's a little bit about the OKC culture in there. But there is definitely specific stuff on the Pacers that you guys can check out. There's even one of my favorite things is like everything you need to know about the upcoming season in 5 minutes. And it's kind of like a catch up on the like absolutely crazy off season that just happened. And there's a video actually that goes along with that too. So yeah, our big preview drops tomorrow. And then on Friday, we'll do a live show as well to kind of get ready for the season, because I can't believe this. It starts like what? It starts Tuesday.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The season is here. So yeah, check out tomorrow. SB Nation NBA. We're dropping the preview all day long. So definitely check that out.
I would also recommend it. I will be watching the Pacers.
When you're at work and you don't want to continue to work, please go read the.
What do you do? You work online a lot. What do you do when you don't work? How do you get offline?
I live in Twitter. it's just connected to me. I went on vacation a couple weeks ago, and I tried to disconnect a little bit, but it's hard because I like the NBA, so it's actually pretty cool. I just get to care about the NBA all the time, and it's a pretty okay gig.
That's how I am too. I can't stay off Twitter. Whitney, thanks for coming on. Everybody, look out tomorrow for Adam to do his usual updates by himself. We'll have a fun group pod this weekend where we preview the season together and talk about our interesting players. Spoiler, it's not going to be that much different from this one, but it will be very exciting because Adam will be there. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Thursday. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you guys next week.